Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And I appreciate everybody that's out there on the highways and byways tonight, all the men and women, truck drivers getting the road, getting the product down the road, getting it delivered to where it needs to go. Because without you, we'd be in big trouble. Now, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Gab and MeWe and Parler by going to the Captain's America Third Watch. That's how you'll find us. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for more information about what it is we do, and take advantage of some savings over there, too. Well, joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, IA, none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, wave to everybody over there at the porch. They're all out there with their little brown bottles.
Yep.
And they got about 50 minutes to drink their little brown bottles. By the way, celebrations tonight in Tampa. The Tampa Bay Lightning won game number 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They're up 2-0 over the Montreal Canadiens. So there was celebrations going on. You could hear them yelling, cause I walked out the door right after Tampa Bay won the game 3-1. And, you could hear them yelling all the way over here.
Very cool.
All right. Yep. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we lost a very good and honorable man last night, a loyal, patriotic individual who served under four presidents, Donald Rumsfeld, who served 25 years in corporate America, too. And I'm going to play my friend Greg Klugsfeld. I put the story out yesterday about this, yesterday afternoon, and here it is.
Capitol, where he served as White House Chief of Staff, U.S. Ambassador, and Member of Congress. He also led the Pentagon twice, once in the Ford administration and once in the George W. Bush administration. After the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001, Rumsfeld oversaw the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan and later the Iraq War. He was sharply criticized when the Iraqi conflict turned costly and dragged on for years. Rumsfeld was 88. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, he'll be remembered. He'll be given a tremendous military funeral because he was also a veteran. You knew that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he'll be missed. He was a great guy. And a lot of people that knew him, that worked with him, said that he was one of the fairest people that they ever met.
Well, of course, yeah. You could tell that Donald Rumsfeld was a quality guy. And you know, Captain, also, in thinking about this today, which we got the news on this, Donald Rumsfeld also, was put into a position at a very difficult time in American history, along, of course, with President George W. Bush at the time.
Uh-huh.
But we were entering the age of what we knew as asymmetrical warfare. And they had to craft the ability for the United States to respond to these kinds of things and to try to keep the people safe. And in so many ways, yes, I think we'll be talking about this for a very long time historically, but in many ways, Bush and Rumsfeld moved the show from the streets of the United States of America to a different place in the world in order to fight the terrorists.
Which is what we needed to do, otherwise we would have been fighting on the streets here.
That's exactly right.
And we still may be, because we don't know who we're letting into this country.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. Here we are, over some 20 years later, here we are, and are we setting ourselves up for another, horrible attack of some kind that will, again, bring that here to our shores?
Now, Surfside, California, news coming out, the death toll has climbed to 18 after they found 6 bodies yesterday, the most they've found in one day so far, and they're going to start finding a lot more as they move more of these large pieces of rubble. Unfortunately, 2 of the last ones they found were 2 children, 1 10 years old, 1 4 years old. The investigation now will begin into the cause of the catastrophe, and Florida prosecutors will be asking for a grand jury to probe into the condo collapse.
Well, that's exactly right. And certainly, what's happening in Surfside tonight in Florida is just, again, just heartbreaking as the a lot of the finality of it all seems to be starting to set in. And again, unfortunately, they've pulled out these additional bodies. We expect that there will be more.
A lot more.
Yes, exactly. And as you talked about, Captain, yes, they are going to be looking at how this happened now, of course, in earnest. And I would be surprised if there wasn't a grand jury at this point, because of how this building collapsed, what we know about these initial reports and so forth, the engineering reports, something is going on, and they've got to get to the bottom of it.
Now, where was Donald Trump today?
Well, he went down, I think, to the border, didn't he?
He was actually on the border. He held a town hall meeting last night with Sean Hannity right on the border.
That's right. Now, he went to a border, to the border, though, Captain, where you could actually see a lot of things happening.
You could see Mexico from where he was.
Yeah, not Kamala.
Yeah, and not throw, and you could actually throw rocks to the other side of Mexico almost from where he was standing.
That's right.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain's going to take us to break and give us a phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. Thank you very much. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take at least twice a day, every day, for the problems that I have, because the combination of ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, whatever it is that you've got, old injuries, new injuries. And I'll tell you what, Relief Factor also goes right straight to the source of your problem, lowers or eliminates the pain associated with the problems that you've got. Now, it will definitely help you out because it's not only drug-free, but it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, comes in some convenient individual packets, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too, and the healing process. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. All you got to do is try it for 90 days. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, you're only out $20. Don't need to worry about nothing. But I'll tell you what, in order to find out if it'll work for you, as it has for tens of thousands of other people, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the $19.95 three-week quick start. You'll be glad you did, because after all you got to lose is pain. Relief Factor. .com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a lot of people are going to be driving this weekend, right? 4th of July?
Oh, very much so, yes.
They're in store for sticker shock at some of these gas stations, unfortunately, because the price of gasoline has gone up again. The price of oil has gone up again. It's not coming down anytime soon, sorry. And it's going to be right now when you get out on the road at the highest level it's been in 7 years for a 4th of July holiday.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think several years ago, the gas was way over $100 a barrel. But now, of course, Captain, there's two factors at play. Number one, people do want to get out on the road. And so they're, in some ways, going to just absorb the extra cost of gasoline. But that being said, with the joy of getting back out and going on a trip, that being said, they're still going to see all these higher prices that they're going to be paying everywhere else for everything else because everything comes in on a truck, basically.
Yeah. Now, the wholesale price of gasoline, without adding any tax to it, is currently $2.24 coming out of the refinery. The wholesale price of diesel is currently $2.12 coming out of the refinery. West Texas crude, as of this morning, starts out at $72.98 a barrel. And Brent crude starts out this morning at $74.76 a barrel. Now, the futures of oil 1 year out are at $83 a barrel. Remember, the Iranians want $100 a barrel oil. That's their target. That's what they're trying to get. And they're only $17 a barrel short right now. I think they're going to get it.
I think they are going to get it. And that's not good for literally the rest of the world at this point, because that will embolden the Iranian regime. We're going to see a lot of issues as a result of that.
And we don't need a single barrel of oil for overseas, but when Joe Biden gave the permission to Russia to go ahead and start their pipeline again and gave them their blessing and said that we're no longer going to stop that, and said, well, Russia needs to make some money too.
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, Captain, energy independence is key. President Trump got us there. And now people are going to see, most unfortunately, exactly what it means, again, to not be energy independent in a very fast-changing world where you have Russia on the move, China on the rise, and this is, you know, could potentially not end very well. And this is where the Biden administration has really done the United States a disservice.
Right. And the pain at the pump for Independence Day is going to be everywhere. And some people will have to not go as far as they wanted to go. Some people won't have enough money. They may run out of money on the road. And that's not a good thing to happen at any time because, again, it's all contingent to the price of gasoline, which ain't going to be cheap.
No, exactly right. And in fact, you know, of course, here in California, gas prices are unbelievably high already. Just down the street from me, it's $4.25 a gallon. A little bit further down the street, it's going to be higher than that even. Washington State looks at a pretty high gas price right now, about $3.75. Alaska, $3.48. And so, again, you know, it just there's going to be a tipping point, though. And I think especially as we see gas getting over $4 a gallon in different states that not California, that's, again, we are always high gas prices. But as that tipping point starts to hit, then we'll see it reverberate through the rest of the economy.
Well, here in Florida, we're starting to approach $3 a gallon. It's anywhere from $2.89 to $2.99 all across the area where I'm at, and I have seen it north of Tampa, 40, 50 miles for $2.99 to $3.09, and I've seen it south of Tampa for a little bit cheaper because it's closer to where the ships come in and deliver it, so the delivery price is a little cheaper. But for everybody that's listening, especially in the state of Florida or Georgia or maybe Alabama and the Southeast, if you want to come on down to Sarasota, Florida, on Saturday, Donald Trump is going to be at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds at Robarts Arena. He's speaking at 8 o'clock at night, and the doors will open on the building at 2 p.m. as they're going to have a big rally co-sponsored by the Republican Party of Florida. And they're going to have exhibits there starting at 2 p.m. on the indoors. There's also going to be some entertainment. There'll also be food. There'll be a big fireworks display afterwards. It's going to be something to see. And again, 2 p.m., the doors open for what's going to be called a 45 Fest with live music, food, and beverage concessions, merchandise giveaways, and special guest speakers. At 5 p.m., a pre-programmed speaker will deliver remarks, and then more people will come onto the stage talking. at 8 p.m. Donald Trump is supposed to be there to give his speech talking about freedom, faith, and America. And then at 9 p.m. or thereabouts, after the president is done, former president, there'll be a big-time fireworks display. So it's a great way to bring the family to a family-friendly event, and I hope many of the people listening to me right now can get there.
Yes, absolutely. And can you imagine the reverse, Captain? Would President Biden, would he be able to stage a rally and have the anticipated thousands upon thousands of people travel as far as
they could? He can't even have the celebration on the mall.
Well, exactly. And again, and we're coming out of the COVID issue as well, more, by and large. Because back during the Biden campaign was able to say, well, we don't really want people to come out to the candidate speeches because of COVID. But they don't have that excuse really anymore. But again, I think it's very interesting because we are in uncharted waters, with a very unconventional ex-presidency basically, where the sitting president, may not be able to draw as many people or really even perhaps be as popular perhaps as the former president. So this is a really, but then again, Donald Trump's no stranger to unconventionality.
Yeah, no kidding. And, oh, by the way, we just talked about the border a couple of minutes ago. There's another problem down on the southern border with Mexico, and that is the dead bodies that are starting to show up everywhere.
Very terrible.
Uh-huh.
Very terrible. And again, why is this happening? And this is something that the former president's talking about. This is the incompetence, obviously. But it goes beyond that, I think, because by reversing these policies specifically and on purpose, the Biden administration created this crisis.
Yep. But according to them, it was like this when they got it. Donald Trump had ruined everything down there, which we all know isn't true.
Well,
by the way, the border czar, who has been AWOL and nowhere to be seen, Vice President Kamala Harris, is reportedly floundering as new reports are coming out telling us that some of her staffers are starting to jump ship.
Can you imagine this kind of story? And this is very, very important. And I'll just say this real briefly. When Kamala Harris came into office, when it was obvious they were winning the election and this kind of thing, and you're going to be a president, vice president, she should have been working every single day with the notion that, well, we know that Joe has these problems and issues. I may be, he may step down. I've got to be ready. What we're hearing about this, Captain, is that it's chaos. And
yeah,
that's not good for America overall either.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now. So, Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal safety agency has announced that it will conduct a full investigation into the collapse of the condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. A team from the National Institute for Standards and Technology will conduct an investigation into the structural collapse. The institute's goal will be to determine the technical cause of the collapse, though officials warn the investigation could take years to complete. And the House approved a measure Wednesday to create a select committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. The vote fell mostly along party lines, with Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger the only Republicans to vote for the measure. That vote coming a few weeks after an effort to create a bipartisan commission was scuttled in the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will nominate 8 members to the committee, with the remaining 5 selected by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
All righty. Thank you, that masked man named Mark Walters. You catch him on Sunday nights with the monster cast of Armed American Radio all across the country on many of these same stations. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow. Now, remember, I am now an endorser of MyPillow, and what I'm telling you about is products that I'm actually using myself. For example, the MyPillow Premium Pillow is the most comfortable pillow I have ever had. And you can get it right now for the lowest price ever, $29.88, a savings of some $40. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it, promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in like Flynn. Now, I've also got the towels that I got, the six-piece MyPillow towel set, because I needed some towels. And I saved $65 on those. When I bought them for $44.98. Again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Now, they have a phone number you can call and ask them any questions you want. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or you can go to the website and get your questions answered there, too, at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Now, anything you see on their website that interests you, you can buy, and when it asks you for the promo code, you merely tell them, CAPTAIN, C-A-P-T-A-I-M. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's hot out west and in the northwest, and the heat wave in the northwest has caused record-high temperatures. We'll be talking about it in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here in a couple of minutes, shattering records by more than 10 to 15 degrees in places like Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver, and places further inland that are struggling as well. And at least 6 deaths as of yesterday in Washington and Oregon have been linked to the heat wave, which has also caused a significant increase in emergency services and the visits to hospitals for heat-related reasons. What else is going on?
Well, you're right about that, Captain. One report that we're also seeing here is that 63 Oregon residents have died during the heat wave that's been going on over the last several days, almost a week now. And so this is obviously very, very disturbing. 45 of those recent deaths were in Multnomah County, which is in the Portland, which is part of the Portland area there. But again, we're seeing some of these excessive heat warnings lift off of places like California, but they're still going very, very strong up in Washington State and also in Oregon as well, and drifting over into Montana. So again, it's still there for now, and unfortunately, especially these are areas, Captain, where it, you know, maybe just as a estimate, maybe 50% of the people or businesses might have air conditioning because they just don't have as major a call for it as you would, say, for example, in Southern California, Northern California.
Well,
so this is a big deal.
We have one of our regular listeners we haven't heard from in a while that lives up there too, Richard the Marine in Oregon, and I'm wondering how he's doing.
Exactly. And so this is one of those times where if you have a neighbor, go check on them, especially if they're elderly, if they're having trouble with the heat, this kind of thing, and you may be able to really reach out to them and help them, get them to a cool place.
And, of course, President Joe Biden helped things out. He's raised the pay for the firefighters out there that are fighting the wildfires from $13 an hour to $15 an hour, so that was his way of helping.
Well, exactly. And, of course, the firefighters that go and do this each year when we really get into the winds and the dry, fire-related conditions. And I can tell you, Captain, that there's already a lot of brush all throughout, especially my part of Southern California here.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate.
That's because they have not done the mitigation.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. And also, of course, we do have a very limited amount of water at this point as well, generally speaking. But here in Southern California, they've got those two brand-new helicopters that they've had to press into service the very day that they were unveiling them. Hopefully they'll play a big part in trying to get a hold on these fires. But one of the big problems is going to be when the winds do kick up and you have the power companies begin to shut down power for fear that you're going to get a fire sparked by a downed power line, for example. And so Californians may be in for a summertime where power is going to be intermittent.
Right. And, of course, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we talk to him six nights a week here on the program. Well, let's go over to Pennsylvania for a second because, I'll do one more thing about the border because this is kind of strange. Fewer smugglers, Kyle, are being arrested and detained on the border because the small border counties have run out of jail space. There's nowhere to put these smugglers.
Wow. Isn't that something?
So they're just letting them go.
Well, I guess it's the new catch and release, I suppose. But
no, there's no catch. They're not even bothering.
They're not even bothering. Well, but I got to tell you, again, why is this getting so overwhelming? You know, it's obvious because you have these Biden policies that were immediately implemented after Joe Biden took office, and in the face of all this, I mean, these are all legitimate news stories. This isn't biased. It doesn't have anything to do with politics. It's just what's happening. And the Biden administration turns a blind eye to that. And unfortunately, Captain, we're going to continue to see more human trafficking, more drug smuggling, and our kids are going to suffer for it, as well as the people who are going into indentured servitude just to come over to the United States to be brought over by smugglers and cartels.
Now, in Pennsylvania, the governor vetoed yesterday a GOP bill which backed the election integrity, and it was going to be something to help clean up the voter rolls and whatnot, and the Democratic governor vetoed it. Now, I don't know if they have enough votes to override his veto, but this would be the time where the people in Pennsylvania need to get on the telephone line and call up their representatives and say, hey, this can't happen. We gotta clean up our voter rolls. We got a mess.
Well, again, see, these kinds of things should transcend partisan politics. But because, Captain, everybody understands it, and most reasonable people agree that if you're no longer living, you shouldn't be on a voter roll. If you're ineligible to vote, you shouldn't be on a voter roll, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how you play fair. But obviously, I'm not under no illusions. Democrats don't want to play fair on elections at all, obviously. The Democrat Party elite, that is, not rank and file people across the highways and byways. But that's what people expect. They expect to do things that are reasonable.
Now, to the gun owners in Pennsylvania, there's a lot of really avid hunters and shooters. Pennsylvania's got a lot of rural areas where people go out and they go deer hunting and whatnot, and duck hunting and pheasant hunting and this, that, and the other. And, of course, unlike other areas where they just go out for a trophy, these are people that go out and get it to put food on the table. But Pennsylvania Democrats now are going to propose a bullet tax, okay? And also they want to encode the rounds of ammo to track the ammo owners so they know who's got certain types of ammunition.
Well, again, yeah, I think it's a 5 cent per bullet tax.
Yeah,
5 cent per bullet tax. And this, again, Captain, you got to wonder about the fact that they are, again, tracking who? Law-abiding gun owners?
Correct.
Is this to track criminals? I don't think so, at least by what we see so far. It's another one of these things where it makes it harder for people to exercise their Second Amendment rights, and again, they're the ones who are being responsible gun owners.
Yep.
It's more anti-gun stuff. It doesn't sound like it's trying to clean up anything.
No, it's not, and it's really, really a shame. And, again, people are being schnookered by these Democrats, and this governor in Pennsylvania, he's just not a good guy, and I don't know how he got elected, but people need to get him out. All right, well, here's one for you before we go to break. America's first black billionaire, the man who founded the Black Entertainment Television LLC, known as BET Networks, his name is Robert L. Johnson. He says that $14 trillion in reparations should be ponied up by the federal government for all black Americans, including himself.
Interesting. Well, that's a discussion, I'm sure, or terminology that we're going to hear more and more about. But it's an interesting number. We don't know how that number was arrived at unless he has a particular methodology. But again, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean that then suddenly everything's okay, or what is? In other words, what is the solution? The ultimate solution here. And of course, you hear a lot about reparations. In fact, you have even some states talking about doing reparations on their own.
Yep. Here comes the music. Hang on, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Got some weather to talk about, including a tropical system that will be a tropical storm more than likely today coming down the slot towards the Caribbean and Florida. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia and Don Newen. Now, they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just a tad bit up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there, everybody, in Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, get ready because we are getting ready to do it to it like Sonny Pruitt. And we're going to be talking about the weather that's out there, including this tropical storm that is headed in our direction. Because, yes, we've got something. It's not a storm yet, but it's going to be. Okay. But it's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're always honored to have them aboard. And again, not to be confused with anybody else that's out there, the weather always, all the time, is something that you can definitely see right here and hear on the Captain's America. By the way, on my website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch. All righty, well, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to crank up the wheels here and go on down the highway with a little highway junkie stuff. So here we go.
100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" Said, "Where's the fire, son?" Running from a flame. Go on, write your ticket, man, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Now I'm a highway junkie and I need that old wife.
Talk about before I turn it over to Kyle Warren, the excessive and dangerous heat conditions are continuing across interior sections of the Northeast, Northwest area into the Northern High Plains and Upper Midwest through the upcoming 4th of July weekend. By the way, a cold front will likely trigger strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain across portions of the Middle Atlantic on Thursday. And let's not forget that we have got some rain over in the Midwest and the Middle Atlantic states, and there is a tropical system developing that probably by Monday will be on the doorstep of the Gulf of Mexico and Florida, and we'll give you a little bit more on that. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in New Mexico tonight, where we continue to see flash flood watches going on there. This is, of course, going to be south of Albuquerque, but it's going to be near Alamogordo, also down near Carlsbad as well, Roswell, New Mexico. You're going to be seeing this all the way over to the borderline with Arizona. Also, just to the north in Colorado, we've also got another flash flood watch that's going on there right now. This is going to be south of Denver along the I-25 corridor, Colorado Springs and Pueblo, Colorado. Look for possible thunderstorms and heavy rain in these different areas, of course, as a result of these flash flood watches. Up in Montana, heat advisories tonight. heat advisories near Billings, Montana. This, of course, this is something that we began to see developing as we saw that heat begin to move. But you've got that going on. Also, most of northern Montana has the fire weather warning as well, all the way over towards Helena. Great Falls also has a heat advisory tonight. Most of northern Idaho and parts of southern Idaho as well. But Washington State, again, excessive heat warnings there. Spokane and east of that, not quite towards Seattle right now. It's moving to the east, but most of Oregon as well. So wherever you're traveling in those areas, you're going to have to be aware of this, a very, very uncharacteristic heat, and so be very careful out there as you go through. We'll continue to watch and see if there's anything changes.
All right, well, Oklahoma, the central part of Oklahoma, you've got rain. You've got some flash flood watches and warnings there. Oklahoma City, you're getting rain. Tulsa, you're getting rain. 44, getting rain. Right up into Missouri, I-44, all the way to Fort Leonard Wood, and then all the way up north towards Springfield. Columbia, all the way up to Columbia. Kansas City, you've got flood conditions, flooding going on. Kansas City on I-70 East, headed over towards St. Louis, not quite to St. Louis. And the southeastern corner of Kansas, you got a lot of rain in there tonight. Also got some rain across the southern part of Indiana. Looks like on I-70, okay. So be advised of that. And I-64 maybe as well, too, headed into the back door towards the Illinois line. And over in the southeastern corner of Ohio tonight, we got quite a bit of rain, as well as most of West Virginia, the eastern part of Kentucky, and the mountains of Virginia and the northeastern area of Tennessee. Now, let me get to the tropical depression. We have a system, tropical depression number 5, which is out there making its way towards the Caribbean. The tropical depression is expected to become a tropical storm before reaching the Lesser Antilles, and tropical storm conditions are expected beginning late Thursday night through portions of the Windward and Southern Leeward Islands. Now, heavy rainfall will move quickly across the Windward and Southern Leeward Islands, including Barbados, on Friday, and flash flooding and mudslides are possible. Now, there's going to be a risk of rain and wind impacts to large portions of the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, Cuba, the Turks, and the Caicos, as well as the southeastern Bahamas, through early next week. Now, interests in these areas should monitor the system's progress and updates along with your forecast. Now, in Florida, interests in Florida should monitor updates to the forecast for this system, but it's too soon to determine what kind of impacts are going to be around for Florida next week. However, the path right now and the cone of uncertainty takes it over all of Florida. So we got something coming our way. Don't know what it's going to be, when it's going to get here. Conditions look like they're pretty good right now for it developing to something. What the something's going to be, we just don't know, Kyle.
Exactly right, but we're watching it.
You bet, and we will. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we bring you all the news and views and opinions, and we're going to take a look at the highways and byways again next hour. Plus, we got other things to look at. Got more news than you can here, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.